Okay, let's get into Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Yud Aleph as we get into the world of Rechavam. Shlomo HaMelech has died. Rechavam became the king. Last Perek, Rechavam consulted the elders, but he did not listen to them, and he listened to the Yeladim, as is described, his friends. And because of that, the tragic event of the Malchus splitting. And Rechavam runs back to Yerushalayim from Shechem to protect his life. This Perek talks about that he gets ready for war, but then Hashem appears to him through a Navi and says that, no, Rechavam, it's not time for a civil war. You'll be king over Yehuda and Binyamin, and that's it, and don't go to war. And Rechavam accepts that. Rechavam listens. He does not try to become king over the entire Am. He accepts. Then what he does is that he tries to fortify and put up walls around the cities around Yerushalayim, maybe as protection against the other nations. He realizes it's going to be split, so he wants that protection. The Pesukim described that the Kohanim and the Levim all come from all over to Yerushalayim. Even, but why? Because Yeravam had rejected them. He was going to make up his own Kohanim and Levim. So they came and left, and they came to Yerushalayim, and they became part of the Yehuda and Binyamin group. At the end of the Perek, Rechavam gets married, has many wives, has many children. He tries to appoint them and send them to all the different lands, Lechora, to consolidate his Malchus. And that's the Perek, all about Rechavam. So we go to Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayavo Rechavam Yerushalayim. So Rechavam comes to Yerushalayim, and he gathers the Shvatim that are with him. Vayakel es beis Yehuda u'binyamin. Yehuda and Binyamin mea u'shmonim elef bachur osei malacha, 180,000 soldiers. Lihi lachemim Yisrael, gets ready for war. Lahashiv es hamam lachal rechavam, to bring the melucha back. He thinks that there's only supposed to be one king, and therefore he has to bring them back. Interesting, it says Yehuda u'binyamin. Right, earlier it said that he was going to be over Yehuda, right? He was with Yehuda. But Yehuda and Yamin are put together. Yehuda and Yamin, the Mefarish here says, Shahayu bitchum yachad. They were joined together. The Gam Yerushalayim Aisa Shal Shneim. We know Yerushalayim, the border of Yerushalayim and Binyamin went right through Yerushalayim. Interesting, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you can't split a city into two Shvatim. So how could Yerushalayim be split amongst those two Shvatim? So what's the answer? Yehuda and Binyamin were not considered two Shvatim. Conceptually, they were one. Going back to the days of Yehuda, when Yehuda said, Anochi Arvenu, when Yehuda says, I'm going to stand up for Binyamin, so that created a link, an identity between them. The Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel that the border went right through. Ritzua Haisa Yotza Michelko Shel Yehuda, there was a little bit, and Binyamin wanted the Mizbeach, wanted the border, went right through the Azara, and that's why Hashem acquiesced, and that's why the east side and the south side of the Mizbeach had no Yesod, only a little bit, because that spot is exactly where the border was, and the entire Mizbeach, Mesorah, had to be in Binyamin. So the east side was more Yehuda, and the west side was Binyamin. That's the Gemara in Zvachim, but it went right through Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Aleph. You can't split a city in two. The answer is they're one. They're considered one. And it's even Meduyik in the Psukim. Meduyik in the Psukim. If you look in Malachim Aleph, in Perek Yud Beis, the Pasuk says, Vahi Kishmoa Kol Yisrael, Kishav Yeravam, right, like paralleling the last Perek that we saw. When Yeravam came back, Vayishlechu Vayikru Oso Kol Eloida, Vayamlichu Oso Kol Yisrael, they, the rest of the Jewish people, the Ten Shvatim, made Yeravam the king. Lohaya Achre Beis David, Zulasi Shevet Yehuda Lavado. After Beis David was only Yehuda. The very next Pasuk. Vayavo Rechavim Yerushalayim Vayakel as Kol Beis Yehuda Veshevet Binyamin. It's just that only Yehuda. What do you mean Binyamin? It's one Shevet. It's one Shevet. And there's Psukim that in Meduyak also in other places here in Malachim that also reflect that idea. Rav Nevinzal discusses this idea in his Sefer Ala Torah in Parshas Vayigash. That's the parak of Anochi Erevenu. And he says that what's Arvus? He says, Arvus Pirusha Lashon Iruv Dvarim Zebazeh. Arvus, which means a guarantor, but it's also from the Lashon of Iruv, of mixing. Im Yehuda Arav Avur Binyamin, Pirush Hadavar Sheshneim Mu'uravim Yachad. Shneim Guf Echad Mu'ucha, they become one. Kach l'mashal, when a person is a guarantor for a finance, b'halva kaspis, Ein pirush hadavar she'arif hu gorim chitzoni. The arif is not an external cause. Habarag laftiach es ha'shavas ha'kesef. Ela mahus ha'arvus she'ha'arif atzmo loves ha'kesef. We view it as if the guarantor himself borrowed the money. And therefore, Yehudim and Yamin become one. My avdel. So therefore, if they're one, so Yehudim is basically telling Yosef, so what's the difference if Binyamin stays here? He owes the money because he stole the goblet, or me? We're one. We're one and the same. Amazing. Ma hehevdel, he says, im Binyamin yeshiv Mitzrayim o Yehuda, halo shenenu mahavim achdus echad. Both of us are one, Amar Yehuda. V'chi im shalit Mitzrayim imvakish yad yamin tavod etzlo, hayti omer lo, yad smol tavod etzlocha. What, your right and your left hand, we're one. And therefore, once he did that, so then he's able to say to Yosef, that he's going to say. And then Rav Nevetzal continues and says, Yehuda ben Yamin are mu'urav ledoros. He just quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, Kuf Yud Aleph, and he says that's the power of Yehuda, because Yehuda has to be connected and the heart of the people, as we said last time. But that's Yehuda ben Yamin have this special quality connection to each other. So that's what happens. Rechavim gathers the Yehuda ben Yamin to fight. Vayihi Devar Hashem. This is not the first time that a potential civil war happens, and the Navi says no. Remember back in the days of Yeshua, the end of Sefer Yeshua, when they go fight the Shvatim here, that Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe built a big tower on the east side of the Jordan, and they were going to go fight them, and they realized, no, they're not trying to build an alternate Mikdash. So here too, there was a potential war. Vahid Var Hashem El Shemaya Isho Elokim Lemar. Hashem spoke to Shemaya. Shemaya, one of the Nevi'im. Ish ha'elokim, that's a title. Ish ha'elokim, that's reserved for certain people. Not too many people get Ish ha'elokim. If you look in the Sifri in where? Zos HaBracha. Sifri is on Bamidbar and Tvarim. You look at the Sifri in the beginning of Zos HaBracha. The Sifri notes that there are 10 people that are given this title. First was Moshe, obviously. Ish ha'elokim, beginning of Zos HaBracha. Asher Berach Moshe Ish ha'elokim. Shmuel is called Ish ha'elokim. David, Shemaya. Ido, Eliyahu, Elisha, Micha, Amon. All of them are called Ish Elokim, the godly person. Says the Shemaya to Rechavim, Emor, Hashem tell Shemaya to tell Rechavim, Emor, Rechavim ben Shlomo, Melech Yehuda. Tell Rechavim ben Shlomo, Melech Yehuda. Right? By saying that Hashem is maskim to this minimal title. Right, he's just going to be the Melech Yehuda. This is part of the plan, as I do, is a kiyum of the nevuah. Vel ko Yisrael bi Yehuda ubin Yamin lemar ko amar Hashem. Right, this is better than the Or Metumim. Right, it's Hashem, the Navi. Lo ta'alu velo tilachamu machechem. Don't go up and go fight with your brothers. Remember, they're your brothers. Shuvu ish lebeso. Everybody go home. Kimiti niya davar azed. This comes from me. This comes from me. Vayishvu. And what happens? He doesn't fight. He doesn't fight, he accepts it. Right? You might have thought that Shlomo, David, Shlomo, they were over the whole entire Jewish people. So Rechavam would want that. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's limit. Vayeshev Rechavam, so now Rechavam goes and solidifies this building project. This building project is not mentioned in Malachim. Maybe it's mentioned here to justify, to say maybe that's why he needed more taxes. Unclear. We try to put Rechavim in a better light in Divrei Yamim. Vayeshev Rechavim b'Yerushalayim vayiven arim l'matzor b'Yehuda. And he builds fortified cities. Vayiven es Beis Lechem, ves Eitam, Tekoa, right, the whole southern area, right, south of Yerushalayim. Beis Tzur, Socho, Adulam. But look on this list. On this list is Lachish, Azeka, all the places near here, Beit Shemesh, Tzara'ah, Ayalon, Chevron, Asher B'Yehuda B'Binyamin, Arim Mitzuros. Chevron, you made Chevron into a fortified city. Does that mean you build walls around it? So Rav Chaim Kadievsky in the time of the curse bothered by this, right? Chevron is an Ir Miklat, and an Ir Miklat cannot become a walled city. That's the Gemara Makas Daf Yud, that you can't make an Ir Miklat a huge city or a tiny city, but medium. Ein osin osan tirim ktanim ela ayaros beinonios hainu arim belichoma. So how could he make it into a walled city? So maybe v'yesh lomar deparvata hashayach lekalev also some mitzuros. Maybe only some of the suburbs we're talking about, not talking about the actual city. Or maybe mitzuros does not mean Mitzbitzuros. Maybe this fortification doesn't mean he made it a wall. Doesn't mean he made it into a wall. Rashi says here that he surrounded it with water. It's like a moat. Okay, either way, it's a ha'ara that Chevron is mentioned here. Vayechazek et ha'mitzuros, that he strengthened these cities surrounding Vayitein Lahem, so he wasn't going to fight, but at least he was going to try to defend and set up fortification. He sent food and drink and everything for everything that was needed for all of these watchmen. So he wasn't doing offense, but he was doing a lot of defense. That's what Rechavim was doing. And again, he had Yehuda and Binyamin. Next, this prod is also not mentioned back in Malachim. V'ha'konim v'ha'levim, asher b'chol Yisrael, all the konim levim that were all around that land, hisyatzvu alav mikol glubam. They left their places. They left their places. What does that mean? They left their ari levim. That's a mitzvah saseh daraisa, to have ari levim. That's the chinuch counts this, right, beginning of Parshas Maaseh. Not the beginning, but the mitzvah in Parshas Maaseh, mitzvah 408, according to the chinuch, Tavches, Shenitztavu Yisrael laseis l'shevet Levi arim l'sheves bahen. It's a mitzvah for the Jews to give Shevet Levi cities to live in. Achar she'en lem chelek ba'aretz, since they don't have a portion, they don't have a section, so they're given cities, they're given the 48 cities. We know 6 are Miklat and the 42 additional ones. Rav Sarutzkin points out in the Aznayim LaTorah that the mitzvah isn't that Hashem says these cities will be to the Levium. The mitzvah is for us to give them to the Levium. That's an interesting difference, right? Which is kind of the opposite of Shemitah, right? I think Rav Lichtenstein pointed out, but the others too, that by most of the years we have a mitzvah to give matanas, give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, give Maaser Ani to the Ani, but Shemitah, the mitzvah is to not give it. To leave it, it becomes hefker, and then they get it themselves. Because that's an even greater or more comfortable feeling for the ani, that if he's a recipient, that's not, people don't like to be recipients, but it's just to get it themselves. It's the opposite, Rav Sarutzkin points out here, of the Ari Levium. The point is for us to give it. Why? Why can Hashem just give it automatically to them? Because, he quotes two ideas. He says, number one, to know that we have to support the Levium, the spiritual leaders, not just with giving them a little food here and there, but to give them a place to live even. And number two, so that even when a Horeg Nefesh Bishkaga goes there, he realizes that even these Levium that are around him aren't the Ba'alei Abayis. Right? They were given these cities, and that makes him feel like, you know, everybody's somewhat of a stranger. Right? Nobody is fully comfortable here because these cities were given to them, so it makes them feel a little better. But that is a mitzvah, tavches, the mitzvah of the Ari Levium, the mitzvah to give them cities. And it's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon the tzibur. That's what the Sefer Chinuch says. V'imina mitzvah samutalas ala tzibur kulam, v'yoser al rashei ha'am, those who are in charge. Ula asid lavo achar Yerusha v'yeshiva miyad, right after we go back and we split the shvatim up into their proper places, nikayem mitzvahs asezu b'mher v'yemeinu amen. The Chinuch says, we look forward to fulfilling this mitzvahs asei in the future. The Minchas Chinuch is a little bothered. The Rambam says that this is the only mitzvah that's going to change l'asid lavo, right? There's going to be 9 Ari Miklat. It's not going to be 6, it's based on a pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk in Chumash says, Ki Yarchiv, when Hashem gives you more land, so then there's going to be even more Ari Miklat, 3 more Ari Miklat. And the Chinuch wonders, but there's one of the Yesodos, what makes a mitzvah? Lotei Mukhlefes, Lotei Teracheres. Mitzvahs are eternal. So how can you say this mitzvah changes? So, I mean, the answer to that is that it's just a quantitative change, not a qualitative change. You don't need more if you have 6 because of this land. Hashem says, if you have a larger Eretz Yisrael, then you'll have 3 more. So again, that's not a change in the quality, but it's a quantitative jump, and therefore it shouldn't be such a problem. So the Kohanim and Levim, though, leave their cities. They left their cities probably the last time that they were in their cities. So they come to the Rechavim's area, Hitzyatzu ala b'chol kulam, ki azu ala v'im es migrashayim b'achuz asam, because the Levim had to leave their migrash, their fields, and their achuzah, v'yelchu li'yehuda v'yerushalayim. And they went, ki yiznicham yaravim u'banav mikayim l'ashem, because Yaravim left them. Again, remember, Divrei Yamim is all about the strength and the defense of Malchus Beis David. So, again, you don't have to analyze even more than Malachim. But for sure here, in Divrei Hayamim, we're going to strengthen Malchus Beis David and talk about the Rishus of Yeravam, one of the people who might have lost his Olam Haba. Vayamilo, again, it's how Chazal explained his Rishus and his arrogance. But yeah, he was a huge Talmid Chacham, but there was obviously negative attributes that he had. And that's made that those were the wicked attributes. And Yeravam made bamos, and he made other alternate batei mikdash, villa agalim, and calves asher asa. Right, the to remind the mind maybe of the egel. V'acharei kol shiftei Yisrael nosim es lavavam lavakeishes Hashem elokei Yisrael. And the people from all the Shvatim who wanted to seek out Hashem, they left Yeravam. But everyone else, so many, the majority of the Jewish people went up to Yeravam. Right? The Gemara even says in Tainus and in Baba Basra, remember, it's one of the six reasons that we're happy on Tu Ba'av. It's the day that the guards, Yeravam had put guards out to try to make sure people didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, and the day that those guards were removed, so that was on Tu B'Av. So that's one of the six reasons why we're happy on Tu B'Av. Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amabez, Yom Shebitel Bo Hoshea Ben Ela Pardesos Shehoshev Yeravam Menavat. Yeravam Ala Drachim Shlo Yalu Yisrael Leregel. Unbelievable. Rashi quotes, Shomrim, She bechol malche Yisrael who omer vayelach baderach Yeravam benavat ubechadasar sherechtias Yisrael avoshek. Unbelievable! Like he didn't want to just take some Jews. He wanted all of them. He wanted to reject the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we saw in the last parak. Remember, we said you keep your house. Your house can be for you. It's not going to be for the people. And that's what it says here. That any the Kohanim de Levim and all of those who followed the way of Hashem, they left. Acharei mikol shiftei Yisrael nosim moslavam levakeishes Hashem ba'u Yerushalayim. They came. They strengthened. They, the religious Jews, strengthened Malchus Yehuda. Again, Rechava made that mistake. Made the mistake of listening to the Yeladim instead of the Zakenim. And it says in the Perek that it was because of Yad Hashem. Yad Hashem, Hashem wanted the Malchus to be split. But otherwise, it says that Rechavam did what he was supposed to do. And Vigala Rechavim Isha, Es Machlas Bas Yerimos Ben David. Rechavim takes a woman named Machlas, who is the daughter of Yerimos, daughter of David, meaning it was his first cousin. Right, it was his first cousin. And continuing, Aviel Bas Aliyah Ben Ishai, other wives, Vatei Lo Banim, Es Yeush, Es Shmarya, Es Zoam, all of the names of the wives and names of the children. Vayehav Rechavim is Macha. He loved Macha. And he had Kinashim, Mikol Nashav, Upilachav. Kinashim is Shmonesri, and also he married 18, not more than 18. The Gemara says that's the maximum. Interesting, Pilagshim. Pilagshus is a huge topic in Halacha. Machlokas in the Rishonim. First of all, what is a Pilagesh? Different Girsos in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Chaf Aleph. Is it below Ksuba or below Kiddushin? Is it Kiddushin below Ksuba? Pilagesh is how much is it a Ishus of some kind? Some Rishonim say Pilagesh is from the word Plag Isha, part of an Isha, part of an Ishus. So that's throughout Tanakh we find Pilagshim, David Pilagshim. The Rambam paskins, interestingly, that only a king is allowed to have a Pilagesh. That's the Rambam Shita, against other Rishonim. The Rambam in Perak Dalet Al Chadalet of Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam says, Lokeach mikol gvul Yisrael nashim upilagshim. Nashim biksuba vikidushin. Pilagshim below ksuba below kiddushin. Right? The Pilagesh has no ksuba, no kiddushin. Also, important line, because the Rambam holds ksuba the Rabbanan. So how does the Rambam, and this is not the only place where the Rambam puts ksuba into the oraisa definitions. He puts ksuba into the marriage. Lisi isa b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Right? Ksuba. So there's definitely elements, as we've spoken in the past, of a ksuba being daraisa, even if the details of ksuba might be darabanan, but the concept is daraisa, and here you have it. A ksuba is one of the differences in terms of definition. Avala, he says, kono avala hedyot aser b'pilegesh. Right? Ela ba'am evriya bilvad. What does that have to do with anything? Again, not for now. But the Rambam says, pilegesh is mutter for a king, but not for anyone else. The Shelas Yavitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, has a long tshuva, very radical tshuva, where he supports the institution of Pilegesh. He says it could solve a lot of problems with Taiva, but that's not for now. Says the Psukim, Vaya'ameid larosh rechavim esaviyah ben machal and agid be'achav ki'im licho, Vayavan v'yifros mikalbanav. He spread, he had many children, and he spread his children and his grandchildren out to all the areas of Yehuda and Binyamin in order to consolidate his malchus, right? He was obviously very nervous. The beginning of the parak, he's told not to do offense, but obviously he wants to have defense. He wants to solidify and defend his malchus, and that's what he does here in parak Yud Aleph. Okay, as our next time, we'll pick up with one more parak related to Rechavim.